Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One more note before we go to break from the box office, where X-Men Days of Future Past is dominating the weekend with a projected $111 million in U.S. ticket sales. In the film, Hugh Jackman's character Wolverine travels back in time to stop a war.
In the beginning, the Sentinels were just targeting mutants. Then they began targeting everyone. They've come a long way to guide us, to bring us together. The X-Men. We need your help.
Tell whoever it was that sent you. I'm busy.
I'm going to have to decide whether to see that or Godzilla tonight. X-Men co-star Patrick Stewart revised his role as Professor X, and in an interview with the BBC, he poked some fun at Jackman, who would get up at 4 a.m. every day to stay in shape for his role and apparently got the most star treatment on set.
Who's got the biggest Winnebago?
Now that's a question I can't answer because he has acknowledged it in public. Hugh Jackman had a trailer significantly bigger than ours. Mind you, there's more of him. You know, you've got to have a lot of space for him. But it wasn't just that. He had another trailer, which was his gymnasium. He had another trailer, which was an elaborate sushi kitchen. He had another trailer for meditation. He had another trailer for massage only. I mean, it's outrageous. And you wonder where the $200 million actually went.
The weekend's box office sales should take care of that. Worldwide, the film is expected to pull in about $260 million. This is Here and Now.